WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Travelers continue to see delays and cancellations thanks to United Airlines' ground stop caused by a computer malfunction on Wednesday. More than 100 flights already canceled this morning. The White House and the Kremlin confirming that President Trump and President Putin have agreed to talk. President Trump wanted Ukrainian President Zelensky there as well. Russia has not agreed to that. The White House's so-called reciprocal tariffs kicked in at midnight. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
What the President Trump is doing is leveling the playing field on behalf of American workers, on behalf of American businesses. The tariffs will help pay for the tax cuts in the big, beautiful bill. The tariffs will help debt reduction.
Short term, American consumers are expected to pay the price, by some estimates, up to $2,400 a year per household in added prices. The five soldiers shot and wounded at Fort Stewart, Georgia, allegedly by a fellow soldier, all recovering today. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Affordable housing is one of the biggest issues facing Madison and Dane County. And now we've learned hundreds more units have been finished in the last couple months. City officials are working to add 15,000 units to the housing supply by 2030. That work got off to a slow start this year, and city officials expected it to ramp up once the weather got warmer. Well, now data shows they were right. Back in May, only about 500 homes had been completed so far in 2025. Now, just a couple months later, it's up to 1,200. Only about 90 of those are considered affordable, meaning they're only available to people who make 60% or less of the city's median income. More homes with that designation are coming, though. About 1,300 are currently under construction. Included in that number are units in the Teresa Terrace neighborhood. The Community Development Authority owned old duplexes that needed so much work that it made more sense to build something new. Now work is done on 6 townhomes. They're all more than 2,000 square feet, have 3 bedrooms, and will always be rented to people with lower incomes, anywhere from $54,000 to $78,000, depending on the size of the family. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We want to encourage more of what we describe as this missing middle housing, which is just a fancy way of saying that we wanted to prove that you could build townhomes in a neighborhood like this, but that they would look good and that people would want to live in them and they would fit right in with the neighborhood.
The first tenants are moving in soon. A new development could be coming to the old Oscar Mayer property. The State Journal reports a company called the Annex Group wants to build an apartment building with retail space on a portion of that huge parking lot. All of the nearly 250 units would be considered income restricted. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win 3 in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s.
It's 67 right now.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by YouTube influencer Wheezy Waiter, a.k.a. Craig Benzine, director of No Packers, No Life. Then Savannah Schindler from the Beloit Cub Open joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection, until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
And a good morning, WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy sitting in for another big day of idiocracy. I can't wait to get to all the stuff that has happened in just the last 24 damn hours.
Never a lack of material.
No, no, there really isn't, sadly.
It just keeps coming.
You know, I wouldn't mind getting into a little medical information, you know, maybe a little tech stuff, going back in time, sure. Seeing how tech was back then. It's actually not much different than today, but it's just larger. That's all. Anyway.
More intrusive.
I'd love to, you know, just broaden the spectrum a little bit. But, you know, we're dealing with a guy on the spectrum. And, We have a deeply troubled individual in the White House. And every day we have to talk about this son of a gun. I am so tired of this stuff.
Well, let's take a day off.
Every stupid thing this guy does, okay. Every dumb thing he does, we have to talk about. It's okay. The headline each and every day, okay. Like the tariffs are kicking in today.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the dumbest thing we could possibly do, but let's talk about it all the time.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning
to you.
How's
it going?
I don't know who that was.
That's John Peterson.
Somebody walked in here.
That scared me there.
Sounded pretty much like me and just walked out. I have no idea how that happened. Well,
you
got to lock the doors.
You sounded civil when you walked in here. I didn't know it was going to be like that, you know, a minute in.
Yeah, you're holding back, man. Well, let it out. Take a breath, John.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, take a breath.
Good morning. That's John. I'm Gordy. Yeah. Dom is in the producer booth. Flipping the switches and pushing the buttons, and it's a pretty nice start today, although it's muggy already. You can tell. It's going to be humid today. 68 degrees now and highs in the mid-80s. You got new glasses, huh?
I forgot my glasses at home.
Oh.
I actually these are backups? These were in the glove box.
So. Oh. Well, they look fine.
Yeah, these are my Buddy Holly glasses.
Buddy Holly glasses. Okay. I like them.
Well,
thank you. It's a good look for you.
Yes, well, it used to be a good look. I moved on from here.
Okay.
But let's try it, you know. And by the way, it goes with my black shirt today. So.
Okay.
Black rimmed glasses, if you're wondering.
You look studious. Well, you look very studious.
Yeah, you can always tune in and watch behind the scenes on Facebook or YouTube or X. Are we on X anymore? I don't know.
Still not, no.
Nobody knows.
Nope. X
no,
is,
we're not there.
It's, no,
we're not happening?
Really? Everyone's straying away from X now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that was voluntary. Have we voluntarily strayed away from X? Is that what's happened?
Yes.
Really?
I think everyone, all the shows have kind of voluntarily strayed away.
No kidding.
I could be wrong.
No one asked me.
We didn't hear anything about it.
I'd love it to be there.
Hmm.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, all right. Well, it's Tony.
You know, enemy territory. That's where I'd like to just hang out.
A little bit later on, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, get the latest on education. And there was an incident involving Linda McMahon that we'll take a look at.
Yeah.
Listen to. Yeah. And Jim Santel will join us, attorney at law. So that's what's coming up a little bit later on.
Now, yeah. Catherine said FX.
FX. Huh? Oh, okay. Is she talking about FX, the channel FX, or is she saying
F that? Oh, the F is separate from the X. I get it.
Okay. Well, you can text.
A lot of people were watching us on X, from what I remember.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They were?
Well.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, Sam kept us updated on it. We had a lot of viewers on X.
Hmm.
Then maybe we bring it back. Maybe today I'll talk to my clientele. Investigate. Yeah,
we'll see what happens. You know, we do have that cut from Linda McMahon coming up. We'll play it for Tim Slecker to see what he thinks of the fiasco. And by the way, the interesting part of it is, Scott Walker was interviewing her.
Right. Yeah.
Our own former governor.
He's trying to get back in the limelight. Oh, he's trying to throw his hat in the ring again.
No.
Maybe run for governor.
He said he
again.
Wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't going to do it. Maybe, you know, demand will ask him to come back. But anyway, he managed to throw a few cuts out there at the liberals.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then, you know, the response is, at least from one poster, he says, well, this shows how desperate the liberals and Democrats are.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? That's desperate? No, we're not that desperate. We're just throwing sand into the gear mechanisms here.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? You know, what's wrong with protesting? You know, free speech, right? Are
exactly.
they trying to cancel it? Is Scott Walker trying to cancel us? I
don't
think
know.
So.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. All right. This replaces the National Day calendar. Go ahead.
I just wondered, does Scott have an actual job right now? Is he still doing what he was doing before? The head of that student organization or whatever it was?
Yes.
Right? He's still doing that, right?
Yeah. Young Americans
for Federation Freedom or something. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I can't believe
what's
this.
What's the matter? What's the problem?
God,
what are you?
I forgot my glasses at home. I left my coffee mug out in the car. What the hell is going on? Yeah, you know, I had a hell of a day yesterday. I got to tell you, man. I did not have a good day. The charging stations around my house, you know, I can't put a charging station in my house until Middleton approves the gizmo and gadget that I want to add on to my electrical box.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for my electrician to call me up and say, hey, it's a go. Mm. I'm going to these charging stations all over the place, and all of them were taken yesterday.
Oh, no.
So I went all the way downtown here on East Washington Avenue to charge my car. It's a fast charge, right?
Oh.
I'm there. And every time I go there to fast charge, the company that has the fast chargers never recognizes my account. They don't know who I am. I'm signed up. I have a charge card on your account. And then I can't get it. I can't get the charge going. And then I get back into the car. I'm really mad. I've got I've got my phone in my hand. I'm texting them. And then on my dash, it says my battery is low.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
The 12-volt battery.
The
12-volt battery, the little one that starts the car. So then the whole car just shut down.
That's scary.
No,
everybody's car shuts down if the battery dies completely.
Well,
you can't
right.
really do anything, right?
But you were just sitting in the parking
so
lot
I'm
there?
Sitting there, yeah, and it's hot. And it's very hot in the car, and I'm there trying to get a hold of the EV center, and I'm thinking, no, this isn't working. I can't get a charge. My car battery just died in front of me. And then I call up my new insurance company, which is another story altogether, and I call them up. I get the towing service, and it took 4 hours for the tow truck to get there. So
what?
This is from 1 to 5.
You're just sitting there?
Yes. No, I was walking around all over the place. It's around the Sylvie, you know.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. So I'm there. I'm there for like 4 hours. Getting a lot of sun, by the way. No show prep. I am just like, you know, I'm thinking, what the heck? I've got two programs to do tomorrow. and finally they find out the guy that was originally supposed to come out and tow me was kind of hung up on a previous tow job. But he never let anybody know, so I'm sitting there for 4 hours. I should have actually called a few hundred times before that. So, but anyway, this other guy comes out. He's fantastic. This guy knows everything. He's a great guy. I gave him, you know, a 10 in the ratings, even though I waited 4 hours.
I met a 10 spot.
I thought you meant a $10 bill.
No. You know, give him money.
Should have slapped.
So anyway, but it was just a, you know, so I'm like, okay. I'm extended a little bit here. Yeah. And
seemed a little stressed.
So,
so
life,
did you wait?
Life ain't treating me good.
So did you ever get the car charged back up again? Or did he have to tow it back to your house?
Well, I thought maybe if he just gave me a jump.
Yeah.
It worked. Ah. I drove to the dealership.
Oh.
And set it off there. The thing I found out was, and I signed up for Carfax, I believe it is.
Okay.
And I signed up for that, and I found out there's a recall on my car that hasn't been taken care of yet. And this recall is for an item that does affect the car battery. The car battery doesn't get a recharge.
Oh, no.
You know how the whole system works together? It charges the battery all the time.
Sure.
But it wasn't working, and that's one of the problems. So, so it's at the dealership getting taken care of.
I see.
So I'm just, you know, if it isn't one thing, it's the other.
A couple of glitches in the new space car. You'll get it worked out.
Well, no, it's like any other glitch. It's the damn 12-volt battery. It has nothing to do with the big, gigantic battery that sits in the center of that car that makes me move.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Very good.
Don't egg me on.
Would I do that? No. I wouldn't trigger you. Hey, let's get to Would You Rather.
That would be a good idea.
Because
let's
it's time.
It.
Okay.
Let's hit the. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Everybody strap in.
Try to understand what you're saying here in the first.
There we go. That one is a little harder to understand. First one, you know, clear. All right.
Okay. Well, you think it's clear. I don't know. It's great stuff. Okay. I don't know why I get... I think it's funny every time I hear it. All right, go ahead.
Okay, first question. Would you rather eat a meal... This one's going to be gross. Okay. Would you rather eat... Not really gross, but would you rather eat a meal of cow tongue or octopus? Octopus isn't... People eat octopus you know?
Well... Yes, Mr. 22. Yeah. We do eat octopus. Yes, it's a delicacy. It's great stuff. I love
octopus. I'd go with octopus. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I think I would go octopus too. I also feel like people have cow tongue too. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
is that common?
It's probably not healthy. All right. What else you got?
Okay. All right. I would say cow tongue, but second question: would you rather live at the top?
You said you're going to go with cow tongue instead of octopus.
I want to try. I've tried octopus before, and I did not like it. No, it just it doesn't it sits wrong with me in my stomach. Almost everything does. Mac and cheese does.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Second question: I think I have a dairy issue.
I think you do.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Second question: would you rather live at the top of a tall New York City apartment building or at the top of a mountain, secluded, away from everyone, by yourself? Little shack. Maybe it's not a shack.
Apartment, yeah.
You would go apartment?
Oh, sure.
New York? Sure.
You would do New York?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That was the choice, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they have high-speed internet there. Why would I go onto a mountaintop where they don't have any internet at all? Are you crazy? You're 22 years old. You live on tech. How could you possibly ask that question?
Yeah, like it would be nice at the top of a mountain. You know, I could be away from all... All the issues, I can live without any clothes on, I can walk.
Kind of cold up there on the mountain.
Wow, yeah, there's a lot of bugs and mosquitoes. You don't want to walk around naked
It's a warm mountain.
Okay.
All right, there we go. That's all we got for Would You Rather for today.
Well, how do you like that? We used our imaginations in that one.
No, you're a bit more creative, you know?
All righty, it is 6:19, and coming up right around the corner, Professor Dr. Tim Slecker will be joining us for today, talking about education and Linda McMahon and the incident involving Scott Walker.
Yes.
And a little bit later on, Jim Santel joins us in our 7 o'clock hour. We're just getting going on this Thursday morning. You're listening to John and Gordy in the Morning right here on WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop Furlow Mattress's Mega Mattress Sale. Get additional savings on top of our factory direct pricing. That's double the savings on your new mattress. Plus, save even more when you upgrade to an adjustable base. At Furlow, all of our mattresses are locally crafted and backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in and get savings on top of savings during Furlow's Mega Mattress Sale. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app.
It's 6:22, partly sunny skies, and temperatures today will go up to the mid-80s. We were right before we went away there for a moment. We were talking with Dom about his newfound hobby of being nude.
Yeah, it likes being nude out in the middle of the woods someplace.
Guys, I was kidding, okay? Don't take that serious,
really?
Please.
Oh, sure.
I promise. Okay. I don't. Maybe every now and then I run around in my apartment like that, but other than that, no, I'm not going to go on the top of a mountain. I'm not going to do that. So.
Well, you know.
Reminds me of the old days, Mazamani. They had a nude beach out there.
Yeah.
You went there many times, didn't you, John?
I went there a couple of times, actually. I did. Wow. Yeah.
It's no longer there, apparently.
No, right? No.
They closed it down. Yeah,
I was going to ask, where is this at? In many directions.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was actually Scott Walker that managed to close the damn thing, along with the Republicans.
No kidding.
Gerrymandered Republicans.
Yeah.
They decided that having one nude beach in the state was one too many. And I think that's very sad. I went there with somebody who was in a wheelchair.
Oh, really?
Who wanted to go there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So I helped her fulfill that dream.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And so that we happen to be near Mazamani, near the Wisconsin River, right?
Yes, it's on the Wisconsin River. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it like wheeling this person down to the beach?
It wasn't easy on sand, but what the heck, you know?
You made it.
It was very interesting.
Everything was fine.
I always wondered how they know where to go for the beach, because the sandbars and everything changes and over time. Even the shoreline does.
They had signs
and everything, how to get there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I don't know why, people want to infringe on other people's rights to attend a nude beach. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but... Well. They managed to do it. That was a shocking moment in my life. I haven't finished my story yet about standing in the parking lot for 4 hours waiting for a tow truck to come and take my car to the dealership.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go with part two.
I was hanging out. Yeah. I was there walking around. I went to a cargo cafe.
Oh, that's a nice place.
And the brewery right across the street.
Vintage Brewery?
Yeah, Vintage. And then this guy walked up to me. He said, "Well, what brings you out here?" I said, "Well, I'm waiting for a tow truck." He says, "I don't believe you." Wow, I didn't expect that answer. And I said, "You know what? I don't think I care."
It's like an NPC interaction there.
Yeah. Somebody tried to pick a fight with you or something?
Yes, actually did. I think I was infringing on his territory of panhandling. I don't know. He didn't panhandle. I was there. I said, "Well, why are you here?" He says, "Well, why do you think I'm here?" I said, "I don't know. And I don't care." I said, "Leave me alone."
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it almost got to fighting it out.
Fisticuffs?
Yeah.
Oh, hit it when the fisticuffs come out.
I just told him to leave me alone. And he didn't. Well, he just hung out there. And he was bothering me constantly.
When you said you had a bad day yesterday, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. It was like the whole rest of your afternoon.
It just tumbles on you when things are going bad.
That's awful.
Almost had a fight out on East Washington Avenue. Oh, my God.
Wow, we're happy.
The infamous East Side, folks.
Yeah, well.
West Siders and East Siders don't get along for some reason. He just knew I was from the West Side.
That's it. I think you're onto something there. You better stay where you belong here on the West Side. But the car is at the dealership, and they're going to check it out. They're going to do the upgrade, whatever you need to be upgraded, because they didn't take care of it with the recall, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, now it's taken care of. It's going to be a free job, but I don't know how long it's going to be held up now, the parts and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. But, I do have the ever-dependable hybrid car that I have, Prius.
The Prius. Okay.
The speedy little red Prius.
Good. Because you need transportation.
Eric texted us saying sand and wheelchairs don't mix.
No kidding. Yeah.
No, it actually worked out. It actually worked out. Yeah, I was kind of surprised, but the whole thing worked out.
This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, and they're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Check out their website and get an initial hearing test there. And then you can give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that the Brewers are the best team in the...
In baseball
in
right
baseball.
Now.
Definitely.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
they won their whole road series.
Yep.
Six games.
It's just amazing. We were there at the beginning of this climb to the top.
Well, yeah, they've been a hot team all year round, but now they're four games ahead of the Cubs. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens when we fill in with Maggie Dawn today.
Yes,
later on the Civic
Media
Rep. We're
going to be back on. They're giving us another 2 hours this afternoon.
Yeah,
because we're going to just talk about my day yesterday. That's all.
That's
all
it.
Day long.
2 hours.
We're going to push all the information, all the news
exciting.
Later on.
Yeah, I can't wait. That'll be fun. It's always a good time filling in for Maggie.
You.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll check in with Mike Clemens this afternoon.
I think we might be going to another baseball game, right?
Oh, yeah. We're working on that, and we're going to take more listeners to see a Brewers game. And we'll reveal more details as it gets a little bit closer.
You know, I can't keep a secret. I think let's
talk about it. I know you can. We're going to... Okay, never mind. 6:29. When we come back, Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils here on John and Gordy. Stay with us.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The harvest of one of Wisconsin's more unique specialty crops is underway, but it's not going as well as they'd hope. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and the mint harvest is below where they'd like it to be. Richard Gums with Gums Farms is here to give a look into why that is.
Mint harvest is not going as well as it should. We've only been into it now about 10 days, but the oil quantity that we're receiving is not meeting our expectations. I'm a little concerned that the cloudy days that we had earlier in July and the haze and the smoke is really affecting the sunlight penetration, which is what helps form the oil in the leaves. So consequently, yield is extremely below par.
Gums also says that they only have about 7 to 10 days for the weather to change to have a better end of the season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are moving. Cash corn is up 1.5 cents at 381.25, with new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 403.5. Cash soybeans are down 0.75 cents at 964.75, with new crop soybeans down 0.25 cents at 984.25. September wheat contracts are moving 2.25 cents higher, 510.75. Looking at Class 3 milk, September contracts are up 8 cents at 1851 hundredweight, and October contracts are up 9 cents at 1854 hundredweight. Yesterday, 40-pound blocks of cheese closed down 0.25 cents at 180, and butter closed down 0.01 cents at 243. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s.
It's 67 right now.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife. But she says, I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. As summer winds down, we're still enjoying the outdoors. We'll be joined by Casey Hicks of the Wisconsin Conservation Voters next time to talk about how we preserve Wisconsin's outdoor heritage. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You need the room. You need the space. You got to find yourself a swinging place. You got to fly. You gotta soar, you gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing. John and Gordy in the morning here at WMDX 92.7.
It is 6:35, beautiful sunshine in Madison this morning, looking good out on State Street. We'll see some clouds at times and highs in the mid to upper 80s.
You know, what you're avoiding here is you're avoiding the dew point.
I was just saying.
You are it's going to talk be humid. About the dew points. And, you know,
I may have mentioned
the
humidity was going to go up.
Points.
We were talking about the humidity possibly going up, and now here it's going
it's
up.
90% humidity
That's
currently.
That's what I was trying to
and
say.
And the dew point is 67 degrees. Anything above 65 is uncomfortable.
I know.
We are becoming very uncomfortable. Well, actually, just listening this morning is uncomfortable.
Most of our listeners have complained already. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Hey, it's back to school time. You know that? Back to school. Here we go. Start
we are
the school
going
year.
We're going homeroom in just a moment.
Yep.
Here, so.
Mm-hmm. You can start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. It's time for you to get a better night's sleep for your student with a new Verlo mattress. For bigger dreams, your student needs the best sleep.
Yes.
And
for
that, it's got to be Verlo. Verlo. Mattress, two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Okay.
Time for us to welcome
Tim Slecker.
I know the students are probably just mostly sleeping in their computer chairs. Probably.
You think so?
That's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
Well, they
Tim?
Need a Verlo mattress.
You mean gaming chairs?
Gaming chairs,
oh,
yes.
Gaming.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, they don't like computers. They like gaming.
Gaming. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
So
what's on your mind today, Tim?
I know.
You
know, it's kind of frustrating, the whole thing, you know, that's taking place. You know, you guys in education now have to compete with ICE, and I think that's a fascinating piece of news lately. You came up with it. Well, tell us a little bit about this.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of these stories that it's not really, but it was interesting. The headline, you know, all on student loan forgiveness. Quickly, my daughter this weekend, who, you know, gets her news feed. I don't check her news feed and I don't censor it. She's 22, but Dad. What is this? ICE is getting student loan forgiveness? What?
That's right.
You know, and my student loan forgiveness was denied. This is horrible, Dad.
Yeah.
They're gonna make. And I just, you know, I thought I was messing around with her. I was like, well, you know, I mean. Who knows? It's a good place to start, I guess. You know, I'm like, you know, student loan forgiveness for you is actually student loan forgiveness for me.
Yes, so, that's right.
You know what? You know, if you got to do a couple of years in ICE, I'm okay with that. You know?
Yeah. So that was ICE's offer, right? For new employees, like $50,000 in
student loan
forgiveness.
Student loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it, it really did touch a nerve. And it should have, if the story actually was true in the sense that it presented it as if, you know, hey, student loan forgiveness is off the tables, except for if you're going to, you know, get in line with this administration, because they're going to offer student loans. And it's not really that. What it is that ICE, if you work for ICE, you're a federal employee. And as a federal employee or a public employee, public employees are eligible for student loan forgiveness right now, currently, under the Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which is available for all public servants currently. What was the twist here was is that there's also a potential $50,000 signing bonus with ICE that if you get into ICE. And so the story wraps those together. And it then comes across for my daughter and who's reading it as, oh, my God, they are going to give student loan forgiveness for ICE. But me, who is probably going to work in the national parks as a wildlife coordinator, I'm not allowed to get student loan forgiveness. Dad, oh, my God, this is the worst country in the world. I want to go to Finland.
Well, you know, your daughter has been pretty outspoken since a very young age.
Yes.
So that's it's nice to hear that she's angry about the whole thing. And plus, and you mentioned it as well, that the forced employees were working free for a long time.
Yeah. You know, but it wasn't. We brought this up for our sessions on Wednesdays for classes in session because, you know, and this is where I think people would have been like, oh, this is propaganda and you guys would have just went with it. And I'm saying, no, this is an opportunity to teach that, you know, what was the intent of this article? Because underneath there was, you know, the truth is public student loan forgiveness is still an option for everybody. It is fraught with all kinds of difficulties. Is there the possibility that this article was really meant to inflame a certain population of people? And so when we see things like this, it's, you know, this is just simple media literacy.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be able to read and then dig deeper and understand what was the intent of what I read, who wrote it, and what are the truth and the facts there? Yeah. And these are things that, you know, we should be teaching all students all the time.
Well, you'd find out more if you just use AI, Tim. I mean, I could tell you. but you know, the whole idea of and you brought this up. I thought it was interesting. Student loan forgiveness. They're forgiving you for getting an education. When you brought that up, it was a revelation.
Well, I mean, that always was the part, you know, this is like the Biden administration. We're getting elected on forgiving student loans. And I'm just like right away for me, it was just like, what a horrible marketing tactic. Mm-hmm. You know, it presents people getting college degrees as, you know, bad people who
need forgiveness.
Yes. You know, your sins are forgiven. How dare you go and learn about things. You know, but again, how you package these things. So when it comes across as forgiveness, it was very easy for Trump and people on the right who wanted to position this as a problem was that, you know, wait a minute, these were going to give forgiveness and it sounds like some kind of a handout and that it's going to come out of you taxpayer and how horrible this is. And again, you know, horrible. The reality too, even on the forgiveness and the taxpayer was that, you know, we've worked with some student loan experts and there's no taxpayer hit to canceling student loan debt. Student loan debt, the interest alone every year that's collected pays for the funds that went out to give student loans. And so the idea that taxpayers would be on the take or, to pay off my daughter who dared go to college to learn about animals, it's just nonsense. And so we say we cancel a bad debt. That's what it should have been framed as.
Yeah.
These were bad debts. These were predatory loans. These were set up to create profit for the government. There's no forgiving anything here. It's canceling a predatory loan that goes after a significant population of people who are in a position to be preyed upon because they need the money to go to college. So that, you know, there's a whole other rant for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I feel it coming on.
Yeah.
but here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't ask the question, then why did Biden's program not make it, not work? Mm. Why was it unconstitutional? Why did the Supreme Court come down on it when it's already a program for federal employees, you know?
Well, and remember, what they did, though, is that they denied that initial student loan forgiveness that Biden put forward, that everybody was eligible for $10,000of just blanket forgiveness. It didn't matter what your major was, everybody could qualify for that. And then students with Pell Grants were also eligible for up to $20,000. That's what was struck down by the Supreme Court. The public student loan forgiveness program that was part of it, that was implemented in 2007, I think, under the Obama administration. That has always been in place, and that's been put, you know, has continues to operate. It's a disaster. It's a mess. Mm-hmm. People who go for it typically spend, years. I'm now eligible for my loans to be wiped out, but I have one more payment. Wow. Thank you.
Well, there's the deal. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and let's move on to Linda McMahon.
Should we get to Linda McMahon?
She was being interviewed by Scott Walker at the Young America Foundation's National Conservative Student Conference in D.C.
Yeah.
Was this yesterday or day before? And something happened while she was being interviewed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to? Let's play it for Tim here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to take this. The funding will come from the Department of Education.
Apparently, it's the CCP didn't like that. They're cutting into our technology.
We're getting a little feedback in here. But he had to do some staff changes pretty quickly as people understood what his working style was, and he understood, you know, them. So, but this time, you know, he knew the story. He knew how to, how to make things work, how to make things run. He had the people coming in that he really wanted to work with him. And then he'd have this little gap. You know, sometimes kids in college take a gap year. Well, he didn't voluntarily take a gap term, but I think it turned out to be an incredible thing for him.
Well, there you go. Circus music underneath Linda
McMahon. Wow. Yeah, that was hacked, apparently, during the conversation there.
Speaker set up. And,
They needed better circus music. That's
what they should have had.
They should have hacked it with that.
It was clear. It was exactly
that. It was nice and clear, but yeah.
But that was a lot of fun.
It was very weird. So, yeah.
And then Scott Walker, of course, you know, blamed the liberals for it. But, you know, as usual, Scott Walker's wrong. And he's talking to Linda McMahon. Two people, you can't imagine talking about it, you know, education at all. Yeah. I mean, Scott Walker brought education to its knees in Wisconsin, defunded everything. And Linda McMahon, of course, is taking the department apart.
Yeah, dismantling everything, too. Yep.
Well, I can't believe we're already going to take a break here.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue,
we'll
though.
We'll get to more, though. Ooh, let's talk about defunding public broadcasting.
Yes, we'll get into that with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay right where you are.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7. That's us clearing our throats in the morning.
Yeah. We have sunshine today. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. It's going to feel hot
very
and
hot
humid.
Muggy.
Very sticky out there. The dew points are rising, even as we speak. So just, stay with the
You're
air conditioning.
You're just scaring me, that's all.
Okay. 6:52. Let's get back to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And we want to talk about PBS and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Has been disbanded by the Trump administration. Now, the PBS is suing the Trump administration, arguing the defunding is unconstitutional. We'll see where that goes.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lawsuit echoes similar arguments made by NPR, National Public Radio, another public media organization targeted by defunding efforts. So they're fighting back on this, but it's going to be devastating for some of the smaller public broadcasting stations that may just have to, shut down out in the country.
You'd think that somewhere along the way, Tim, that when you come out and say we're getting rid of woke, that maybe that would that would sway the judge or at least a decision in all of this. It's purely political. It has nothing to do with anything else. This is censorship. This is government censorship. That's what it is.
Well,
It's that, and you know, it really creates this sense of going like what is it about Mr. Rogers and Big Bird that is so offensive to conservatives who for 40 plus years have been fully engaged in trying to get to the point they've finally reached this, you know, this year with the Trump administration, because this isn't a Trump issue here. Mm-hmm. This is a long-standing historical battle. And in fact, we covered that it was 1968 or 69 when Fred Rogers testified to the Senate about why the Corporation for Public Broadcasting needed to be continued to be funded. And, you know, he did an incredible job. I take everybody, you know, we played a portion of it on the show, you know, go YouTube and look it up. And, you know, he makes the case of saying this is the type of programming that is quality. And when it came at that point, there was a Republican senator who, after listening to Fred Rogers talk, said, you know what? What are we doing? Give him the money. My God, give him the money. A reasonableness. But what is it? We frame it as woke and all of a sudden, get rid of it. And, you know, are there viewpoints on PBS that are, quote, you know, more, I don't know, is it left leaning? Is it, or is it more liberal democracy supporting? And, you know, that's the question we want to start always trying to dig out. It's like, what is it about PBS? And it has always stood as this kind of, I guess in one way, it's an anti-capitalist corporation, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're not making it on their own. It's why should the taxpayers fund these liberal woke agenda pushing people, you know, Fred Rogers and Big Bird?
Well, we have that cut in our stack of
stuff.
And we're looking for it in our files here, because I played it. It was a really moving moment, and the reason why Fred Rogers said that it was so important to have public broadcasting in the first place.
Yeah, and he was talking to Senator John Pastore. And he was going for they were trying to go from $20 million down to $10 million, and that was what the committee meeting was about. I'm trying to get that cut over to you.
And one of the things that a lot of people forget is that there were a number of programs on public broadcasting that were conservative.
Yeah.
One of the most popular programs ever on public broadcasting, which is I can't think of right now.
Fireline. Yeah,
with
William F. Buckley.
Yes, exactly. One of the biggest programs ever in the history of conservative broadcasting.
Right.
It was on public radio TV.
Public TV, yes.
So there it is. I know. This doesn't make any sense, of course. Again, none of this ever made any sense, their attack on it. But I think any time that you actually go out and report on the news in an impartial way, it's always liberal and it's always progressive and it's always bad, right?
It doesn't have a spin. Yeah, John, that's what it was. It was just like, okay, you know, largely the most objective news out there, right? Mm-hmm. For some reason, you know, objective news is liberal.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's just like, you know, how do you get to that? And I think again, we study history. We look at moments like this where, you know, Fred Rogers shows up, speaks eloquently, gently, truth, and that truth comes across as saying, you know, if you're listening, anybody who hears that says, wait a minute, we're going to do away with, you know, this man and the type of programming that he's been bringing, you know, and at this point too, and was it 68? He hadn't even been doing this that long.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, and so you think about that and you say it's quality programming. And, you know, it just.
I don't
why?
Even know. You know, this is going to take a quality programming away from future generations as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the huge effect here.
It's a problem.
We know what it was like, and it was great. It was fantastic, great programming. Kids were brought up on it, and now it's not going to be like that. I don't know what parents are going to do.
Yeah. Well, we have to leave it there. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
We encourage you to check out Tim and Johnny's podcast. Yes.
Jump on. Make sure you got everybody. Pay attention Saturday. Dr. Ethan Siegel, astrophysicist, will be on to talk. Here's why science matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beautiful.
You can check that out.
All right.
Pacific Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media State.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Kremlin confirming that a meeting is being set up between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The question, will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also be there? Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This follows a meeting in Moscow on Wednesday between Putin and Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to if Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says the move will create more American jobs.